You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean McGrew and Kamari Pleasant. They'll join us together at the same time. You probably hopefully can figure out which voice is which. Go ahead for Sean or Kamari, please.
Guys, for either one of you, having lost an Apple Cup, to see that scene out there, just what did that feel like, I guess?
It hurt. You know, this is a tradition. We take pride in this game and this culture of this program, and taking that loss didn't feel well.
You know, it definitely sucks. Never lost to them until tonight, and it being the last game, last home game for both of us, obviously you want to go out with a W and go out with just keeping that trophy here at home, because that's where it belongs. But I guess it's just been a crazy season, and it would have been nice to end on a positive note, but, you know, and can't change it now, so it's definitely sad, but, you know, the young dudes will bounce back, and they probably won't let it happen again.
Definitely think they'll take this as a learning lesson over just a loss.
Sean, you've been here for a long time. You've seen success, and then you've seen this season happen. How do you describe this season, just in a couple words? I mean, how does it affect you as a person, too?
The words that I want to use, I'm not allowed to say, but I'd say just chaos, you know? Just not really expecting the games to turn out and the season to turn out the way it did at all whatsoever. We had high expectations for ourselves, and we came up short on about all of them. But as a person, I mean, football is the greatest teacher of life. It all translates to off the field stuff. Nothing ever goes according to plan, ever. It doesn't matter how good you plan for something or how far you look ahead. It's never going to go exactly according to how you imagined it. And whether it's football or life, and at the end of the day, it's just taught us to be more resilient. And you can't win everything, you can't win every year, and it shows that it is really tough to win 10 plus games every season and be on top of the Pac-12. Like, it's a good league, and it takes a lot. And we obviously came up short, and it's disappointing, but at the end of the day, it's taught us how to be better humans and better teammates and better ball players at the end of the day.
What have the last few weeks been like since the coaching change and everything, just for you guys at practice and the locker room and all that stuff?
The energy has been amazing at practice. We've been going out there still locked in, focusing every single snap, and we've been having more fun, you know, enjoying the season, enjoying the culture, enjoying our brothers, because even though every outcome of the game hasn't been on our side this season, we've still kept that bond together and been able to, you know, stay close and work through things together and, you know, focus on the next meeting, the next game, the next team at task.
Tell us what you saw out of Sam out there, and also if you can even remember back when you were a freshman, just what kind of a position is that, you know, as a quarterback, as a pure freshman going into that type of a situation with everything that's gone on this year?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough environment and tough game to just get thrown in there and just play like your real first football game. And I mean, obviously, it's just something that he's going to learn from. I don't think it's going to affect him and make him, he's never going to come back from it. I think he's going to come back 1,000 times stronger, and I don't think he's ever going to lose another Apple Cup. I think this will be his first and only Apple Cup loss, and for him to come in as a freshman in the middle of a chaotic season and try to come in and win a game. It's definitely tough, but that dude's a baller, and he's going to be a baller. And regardless, like, I'm always riding for Sam, and I'm excited for his future.
Also, you know, Jimmy made it a point at the beginning of the year just saying, you know, Dylan was the leader of the team. I mean, he made no bones about it and said that every game. You know, what was the reaction of especially the seniors, you know, with Sam starting today?
I mean, I'm not really one for making excuses or, like, making comments about anything. I just do what I'm told, and whether it's go run down on kickoff and go hit somebody as hard as possible or go catch a pass or go block somebody, like, I'm going to do it, so... That's the coach's decision, and when we see them make decisions like that, it's like, all right, we got to ride with this guy, and I'm going to give it everything I got for him because that's my brother, regardless of who it is or whatever it is, whenever it is, that's my dog. So
however it goes, we trust him every single time.
Sean, were you still pretty banged up today?
Yeah, I actually had hand surgery last Friday and got a screw put in my hand, and then just battling a high ankle sprain. My hand's not really the issue. It's just hard to run out there and be myself and change directions how I wanted to. But I'm glad that I didn't throw in the towel. And I'm glad I was able to just get out there and just play a little bit. And one last time at Husky Stadium, was gave everything I had and gave this program everything I had. And I think tonight shows that that's just the type of person I am, regardless of wherever, whenever, I'm going to go out as hard as I can.
You guys are graduating, but there's a whole room full of guys in there that not sure what's coming next. They probably have to prove themselves all over again to a different staff that didn't recruit them. Well, what is the mood of your guys that are coming back?
I would say we've talked about it a lot. I mean, we kind of all have a mindset of just control what you can control, and that's something that they can't control or we can't control. And definitely a little bit of nervousness, like, in the program and with the team of, like, who they're going to get in here, what's going to happen, and how things are going to go. But we're all dogs, and we're all resilient, and regardless of what happens, I know they're going to make the most of their opportunities and control what they can control and just be their best selves.
Love, Sean. I'm wondering what you guys want to be remembered as, Huskies, and also just what do you want to remember about UW?
I think all the memories that we've made at UW have been solidified in the games that we've won here and the championships that we brought to this program. I love this dude. I enjoy him every single day. I love all of my teammates, and I wouldn't trade this experience for anything.
I mean, me and I have both been here for a long time. We bleed purple and gold. We just want to be remembered as true dogs that never wavered, never gave up on this program, and never left. And we gave it everything we had at all times. And this is real life, my brother right here for life. And I can confidently say I got another 100 brothers all in that locker room that are going to be my brothers for life as well. And just want to be remembered as a hard worker and somebody that just never gave up and always came back and was as resilient as possible.
Thank you, guys. Coach Kraker's just outside, so we'll let these guys go.
All right, guys, how we doing?
All right, here we go. Let's go.
I do, yeah. Bob, that scene, you've been on both sides of that before. What is it like to be on the side that doesn't end up on top?
What was the last part?
That doesn't end up on top.
Yes. This is the Apple Cup. I mean, it hurts. Our kids are hurting in there. I'm hurting. You want to win football games, and this one's a special one. So it's not easy, that's for sure.
Bob, what was the thought to go with Sam in this game?
Give us a spark. Do something different. Had to do something different. We needed to. I think he showed some flashes. And the four turnovers, you know, kill you. And we didn't get any turnovers on defense. And they weren't all his fault by any means. But I hope Husky Nation can see this guy's got a very bright future in front of him. I think you're in good hands.
You're going to play him the whole game, no matter what. And that was just
I went up to him toward the end there and just kind of looked him in the eye and said, "You good? You okay?" And he said, "Coach, I want to keep going." And so we're good with that.
Bob, you've been coaching a long time. You know, when you get a quarterback like that as a freshman and he throws four interceptions like that.
All his fault, yeah.
How do you keep his confidence up? What do you say to him and what kind of an impact do you think?
Yeah, I think you gotta look him in the eye. I mean, you're not going to pull a kid after one interception, which we certainly weren't going to do. And like I said, I think you just got to look him in the eye and you got to get a feel for him and make sure he's ready and good. And we felt good about that. And we felt like we wanted to roll with him. It wasn't going to hurt. We weren't winning a lot of games. And so, we felt like we wanted a spark and do something different. And we kind of felt like Sam would do that for us.
Is he wired to not let a game like this?
Say that again.
Is he wired to not let a game like this impact him?
Oh, yeah. He was great. I mean, the guy's crushed not to win, but he's not crushed in terms of spirit and quarterback play and all that. He's going to be a really good player for the UW.
Dylan handle that?
Good. He is a true competitor. I couldn't be more proud of Dylan. He was his biggest fan and biggest cheerleader all week.
Of course, that outcome was different, but just throughout the game, how did this Apple Cup differ from all the other ones that you've been a part of during your time at UW?
Well, we lost this one, and so that's the biggest thing. And I would say that would be the biggest thing. I mean, you want to win the football game. We didn't win it. And so got some great memories of winning a lot of football games around here, and certainly the Apple Cup is one of them.
Was it difficult to motivate your guys after a season like that, or does that kind of naturally come with just the stakes of this game?
It has not been difficult to motivate these guys at all. Certainly the Apple Cup has a special meaning to it. I hope that you guys, I've come up here every week and told you guys that we've never backed down, never quit, and I don't think these guys have. They have fought the entire time, and I could not be more proud of them.
The interceptions speak for themselves, but what else didn't happen for you guys? What most surprised you about an inability to get traction in this game?
Yeah, we didn't sustain drives. We needed to stay on the field longer offensively and get some drives going. And 2 weeks in a row, we did not create a turnover on defense. And so when you're -8, I think it is, in 2 weeks in the turnover margin, that's not a good thing.
What did you see from Washington State offensively that made them kind of tough to stop?
Well, they ran the ball better than they have in the past. They've done that all year, running the ball better. I think they've been more patient with the run than they have in the past. And we didn't slow them down as much run-wise as we needed to.
Everything in flux right now. You know, what's the plan for the coaching staff and the players over the next week or so?
Players will take a little bit of time off like we always do. We're a quarter system school, and they need to finish strong academically, and that's the big focus right now. We're not going to a bowl game. And they'll start lifting and get back into it in about a week or so.
How about the coaching staff?
Well, we'll see what happens.
You put Camden Sermon in there?
We did.
Special player or something?
Well, we wanted to actually, he's been our scout team quarterback and has great speed. And again, we want to do we had a little bit more of a package for him, actually. We want to get him there a little bit more than we did. It just did not work out. We had difficulty all year long trying to tackle that guy defensively when he's our scout team quarterback. And we just wanted to, again, do something that could give us a little bit of a threat running-wise by a quarterback.
For WSU, Delora had the best game that a QB has had against UW this season. What was he able to do to be effective in this game?
Completed passes, kept drives alive, and they did a nice job mixing up between the run and the pass.
What was your thought with three down linemen rushing there versus what you guys have done all season with like four mostly?
Yeah, we've just been very successful in terms of against this type of offense in the past versus three down linemen. And we did change it up a little bit. Maybe could have done a little bit more in terms of four down, keeping everything in front of us, and has been a little bit of a success for us in the past. I mean, looking back, it's always hindsight's 20/20, but maybe a little bit more four-man rush would have been good. Tried to blitz a couple times, that kind of hurt us. You got to pick and choose it against this kind of offense when you're pressuring.
Did you consider changing that somewhere at some point during the game earlier?
Well, we did. We did mix it up a little bit more as the game went on, especially in the second half.
Anything else for Coach Gregory?
All right. Thank Appreciate you. You guys. Thank you.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.